Okay. And how do you call a cow to get her to come in out of the pasture?
Silk, silk, silk.
Okay.
Silk half.
Go ahead and do it like you're calling one.
Silk half, silk, silk.
Okay. And to make a cow stand still while you're milking her.
You mean what you say?
Yeah.
Sow.
Okay. Go ahead and say it like you're saying.
Sow, heifer.
Okay. And what about calling a calf?
Sukab, sukab.
Okay. And what do you say to a mule or a horse to make them turn right?
Well, gee and yea and haw.
Which is which?
I don't know. I never did find that out.
Okay. And how do you call horses?
Horses?
Yeah, to get them to come in.
Quo posse, quo posse.
Okay.
You like that? Well, I did.
I never heard that before. Okay, and to get horses to go.
They always have names, you know. You just call them by the name and say, get up here.
Okay.
Come on.
And to get them to stop.
Whoa.
Okay, and how do you call hogs?
Boo.
Okay, and what about sheep?
Coo-sheep, coo-sheep.
Okay, what about chickens?
Cheep, cheep, cheep.
Okay, and if you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to what the horses.
Get up here.
Yeah, say, I have to put the gear on, you know.
I want to harness them up.
Okay.
So, hamper harness on the horse isn't it gone.
Okay. And when you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
Okay.
Your check line.
Okay.
What is that?
And when you're riding a horse, what do you hold?
Get up here.
On horseback?
Mm-hmm.
When you hold the...
When you're on horseback. Buggy or wagon, you're told to get up here.
Yeah.
Come on.
But when you're riding...
When you're riding...
You know, saddling and you're sitting
you just kind of
the
spur them a little when you spur and...
Yeah, you hold them. You call that
your, lines? No, you don't call them lines. They're hitch. They're lines, but they're your hitch lines and your bridle rein.
Well, I did.
You know, you have a hitch and then a bridle rein.
Okay, and when you're on, what do you put your feet in when you're riding?
Stirrups.
Okay.
Saddle stirrups.
And if you have, if you're plowing and you have two horses, the one that walks in the furrow is called the what?
One walks in the fur.
Okay, what about chicken? Cheep, cheep, cheep.
G land and the fur. This that walked up on top of the ground. This one called, this that walked down here, walked in the fur, and this up here in the G land.
Get up here.
Okay. And if something's not right near at hand, you say that it's just a little what over.
Put the harness on the horse just a little over time.
And would you say
when you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
Your check
line. Okay, that
and when
that
you're driving
there isn't I can't read
it.
It's a little what
a little too far.
Yeah, a little what a lot from me.
When you're driving too far from me.
And when you've been traveling and how you finish your journey before
kind of firm a little
you said it's a little
lines, but through your hip lines and your bridle rein. You know, you have a hip and bridle rein.
Okay,
and when you're
and something very common, you say, you don't have to look for it in a special place.
And if you have,
you say, well, you can find that just about.
And you have two horses, one walk.
That's so common, you can find that just about. Just about any, yeah. Would you say any place or anywhere?